Death in the Land of the Midnight Sun. Written and read by Fresney, Fandom Sherlock BBC, part of the Variations on an Equation series. Death presented Hoos' invitation to the doorman at Catherine Palace. The beta doorman, in his crimson and gold, blinked at it, before his mind decided to comprehend what it said and let Death in. Death was announced to the long ballroom as Grand Duke John of the West, which was interesting as choices of names went. Who wondered sometimes what people saw on the card, or the letters of invitation, or the stone tablets before that? Who looked in one of the gold-framed mirrors that lined both sides of the ballroom? The human cleverness used to make the room infinite. Who looked like whoself? A shadow that gave light definition. Tonight, the dukes and princes acted as if who was an alpha. So, who supposed who must be to them? Who danced in a long line of people, forming complicated figures on an ornate parquet floor, who passed by each omega, swathed in sweet scent and glittering stones, and passed by alphas deep in their musk and gold braid, who did a series of crossing spinning figures, opposite paired alphas and omegas, who laced whose way up the long line of dancers. When they were done, whose partner said, "The master of ceremonies partnered us so quickly, and I didn't want to admit to not catching your name before. I'm Lady Sarah of Sawoff. Who have I had the pleasure of dancing with?" Who smiled, and was about to answer when someone said, "You're dancing with Death." John turned slowly. Who wanted to savor the moment? A tall, thin Omega woman in a black wool dress leaned against the gold-trimmed wall as if she was doing it a favor. "What?" asked Lady Sarah. Who kissed her hand, and she forgot him. That was what happened at Death's kiss, when it wasn't the other thing. The Omega, Sherlock, because who knew her name? Who knew everyone's name? Was holding a white cloth clutched in her hand, flecked with red. She said, "I'm not going to die tonight." "No," Who agreed. Who held out Who's arm to her. "How did you know?" She took Who's arm. "I'm not an idiot, and I would have to be not to know you." She was thin as paper, and almost as fragile. She liked opiates. It was in her eyes and in the tiny holes of her arm. Who was mildly judgmental. Her mind was too beautiful to cloud. She left him in a huff. It was fine. It was all fine. She'd been the most interesting person who'd met in a very, very long time. Who found her in a study lined in pieces of amber that glowed in the candlelight. She was trading poisons with a mean little alpha, a musky merchant of spices. Death brushed Who's index finger, oh so gently, against the little alpha's chest. Who died, sighing, "Moriarty." Death's finger had that effect. Well, not the Moriarty part. "No!" She grabbed Death's wrist. She had to stop and cough blood into her handkerchief. Something interesting was finally happening. Death sighed. She rolled her eyes. "Yes, Death is very interesting. Actually." She slid her arm through his arm. "It is." They promenaded. She told who everyone was. The alphas hunting for favor. The omegas put on display for alliance. At the center, the unmarried Omega Empress, with her new glittering gown of gold, a new gown for every day, and her alpha lover walking wounded behind her. He could not the Empress, but she'd never bond with him. Their children were kept unacknowledged, in a clean dacha by hordes of betas outside of St. Petersburg, the cesspool of the empire. Sherlock smiled as she said that. She told whom their faults and their frailties. She was amazing. Who told her so? She wiped the blood from her lips. I'm not dying tonight. No, who agreed? The evening ended when the sun decided to show up and shine blindingly on the gold that wrapped the palace's exterior. Death did have responsibilities. Who delegated? Who moved into Sherlock's palace in St. Petersburg? It was a pleasant enough place, along a canal in what had been muddy muck a generation ago. People really were amazing creatures. Who liked them a great deal? Her brother. An alpha with a mildly deceiving smile took one look at whom and said, "Only my sister would take up with death." He was not a Grand Duke, or a prince of anything. He was a minor official with minor officiousness. His mind was a labyrinth that death had no interest in. The palace was very nice. Death took up hardly any room. Sherlock took up a great deal of room. She took Hume to look at dead beta revolutionaries. She explained how they died and why. Death was very impressed. She drew Hume into mysteries that had nothing to do with murder. Who had no idea how the blue carbuncle made its way into the neck of a goose? Who did not know why a young woman was hired to teach piano, but only if she would cut her red hair and sit in front of a window? There were dozens of them. These puzzles that didn't end with the final solution. With whom? Who knew that she was showing off for whom? She was like a firework over the river in front of the Winter Palace. She went into heat quite suddenly one day. Her scent swam with life and yearning. Who smiled sadly as she sagged against the wall like a marionette with cut strings, and the brilliance faded in her eyes. An alpha in rough spun growled at death as Hu escorted her home. She leaned towards him, yearning for life. Death said to the alpha, "That is a very bad idea." Hu smiled pleasantly at eyes glazed with red rut. Death was kind as death could be. Hu sat beside her bed as she cried out for life. Sometimes she bent doubled, coughing. Her white handkerchief, a pattern in bright red. The smell of decay mingled with life's scent. She was angry with whom for a day or so after who had seen her like that. She wanted to be seen as the firework over the water. She had enemies, more than one, but one more than most. There was an explosion near her palace. She had been engaged in a seduction, which somewhat irked death. Who said very coolly, "Perhaps I should leave you alone with your Moriarty." She yelled back, "Yes, you idiot," and left Hume sitting in the stiff chair by her bedside. That's when Hume knew. How could Hume not? Hume was Hume, and she was her. Hume met her by a canal, by the midsummer midnight sun. She coughed into her handkerchief. "I'm not dying tonight." Who said nothing. "I'm not Moriarty," she said. Who said nothing. "Oh, fine, kiss me." On that, who was able to agree. The end.